In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is poured by Pelican Brewing's Bad Santa, the Cascadian Dark Ale that brings holiday cheer to your glass. Get on the naughty list with Bad Santa.
Ho, ho, ho.
All right, Daily Ticker time, as always, brought to you by our great friends at Pelican Brewing. You better watch out because Bad Santa's coming to town. It's brought to you by Pelican Brewing, celebrating the season with Bad Santa Cascadian Dark Ale.
Oh, I bet I won't cry.
Not often that this happens, where we have a guest on twice in the same week. It's very rare. It's a very rare occurrence.
We don't like to double dip that chip.
But when somebody is kind enough to give us their time over the years, and every time we ask, there's usually a yes, I would love to come on and talk some sports with you guys. When they send a request back in the other direction of, hey, can I come on? Because I have something that I would like to talk about and discuss. We say, sure, the floor is yours. Now, when I made a comment, I believe this was Monday morning, when I made a comment about, you know, just mindlessly scrolling my Instagram stories and noticing a Christmas tree, I did not think it was going to take on a life of its own at this level, to the point we would then have the person on to defend said Christmas tree. But here we are, and his name is Bill Orem, and he's the columnist at The Oregonian. You can go give him a follow on Twitter. Check him out on Blue Sky as well. Bill, good morning to you. Have you ever had to defend your Christmas tree before?
Yes, I've had children storming it early in the morning of Christmas is past, and I've had to, like, kind of position myself like a guard at the gate to protect the tree from those little rascals.
Well, the
Yeah. Let me at least have some nog first before we start ripping into these packages.
Yeah, let me get one glass of eggnog, all right? Don't be savages here, okay? We live in a society.
Well, so listen, guys, I just want to say that I do think that judging another man's Christmas tree is not only beneath you, but very much like midsummer behavior, like the lazy days of summer behavior. Like, what, like the famously slowest sports day of the year is after the day after the All-Star game.
Yeah.
We should save judging another man's Christmas tree for that day.
Make everybody post their trees that day.
Seasonally appropriate. I realize it may seem a little out of season, but it makes more sense on a day when there's no sports going on. You guys did this in a week that Oregon State hires a new coach. Mm-hmm. The Ducks lose both their coordinators to head coaching jobs.
Yeah.
Kelly Graves' team just smoked the Beavers last night. Yeah, the UP men are playing for a spot in the College Cup this week. I had another one. What was the other
thing? National Signing Day.
Great win last night.
Yeah.
The Blazers had a great win last night. Denny Avdia looks like every bit an all-star. National Signing Day. But what is the preeminent sports talk radio show in our market talking about?
Oh, thank you.
Bill Orem's family Christmas tree.
Wow, thank you.
And I think I'm flattered, but I mean, also horrified.
You know, to be fair, we got the World Cup of the summer. We don't have time in the summer. We got a lot of soccer to talk.
It's World Cup time, all right? We're
in football.
We're not farting around here.
I'm very excited for your guys' evolution into a soccer show.
Well, I've been trying to make it happen because I got an English Premier League team now. They got a big win yesterday, by the way, against the Wolves. But my co-host won't let it happen.
No, I just
now,
shut him up.
Let me just say this. I didn't see the story. I usually see your stories. I missed this. You sent it to me, but it wouldn't pop up. So I didn't actually see it until you sent me the photo.
By the way, if people want to go see the tree, it is on our Twitter handle, at Dirt and Sprague. You can go check out the picture. It was tweeted yesterday.
And I feel bad because I actually think we legitimately have a good relationship with you. But then sometimes I can't tell if, like, you think we're crossing a line. And so, like, I edited you out of the photo that I posted because I felt weird about it.
We should have kept him in.
I agree. Yeah. I know. But then it looked like that was your third time taking the photo because it was a live photo. And so when I pressed down on it, you looked a little annoyed putting that tree back. I'm like, God, okay, I'll do another one. Take it. And I don't know
when we took that photo, I told my wife, I said, I need to look very taciturn and like serious because this is like one of those photos that you find 80 years down the line. And you're like, look at grandpa, so stoic as we
cutting down a tree,
the family Christmas tree.
Yeah, you did look pretty masculine.
Smiling.
You look great in that photo. I want to give you
a lot
credit
of Carhartt involved. I didn't have you as a Carhartt guy, yeah. But he's born at the beach. So maybe we should have known that.
Now, I defended your honor, though, because you told me you went to the forest to cut it down. And my sister-in-law and brother-in-law also used to do this as a tradition. They go up to the mountain forest and they cut a tree. And every time they did this, the tree largely looked how your tree looked. And so I've seen those kinds of trees before. And I also know it's hard to find a perfect 6-foot full tree to just go cut in a forest. So I defended your honor a little bit. Now, what forest did we go to get this thing?
The Mount Hood National Forest.
There you go.
Okay.
As a matter of fact.
It's a legitimate forest. That counts.
I will say, you know, as someone who was born at the beach, I did, you know, cut down a lot of Christmas trees, but always at a tree farm. On the Oregon coast, there used to be a tree farm up the Wilson River outside of Tillamook, and we went there for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. Lived in Los Angeles. We had a fake tree for a few years, and it just wasn't cutting it for me, no pun intended. So I insisted on finding a place that we could actually go cut down a tree in Southern California a few years ago. And we ended up driving an hour north of L.A. to this like patch of dirt where they had pine trees that were no taller than dirt. That for us to cut down. And this thing was like a shrub in my living room. And I want to say it is such a joyful memory because when I see pictures of that tree, I don't see a crappy Christmas tree that belongs in a Charlie Brown special. Like I see my kid getting down on his knees and crying like hell to like cut down this tree with a saw that he doesn't really know how to use.
There you go.
I remember that my youngest son wore a jersey over a t-shirt that just did not match at all. And it was a very odd fashion choice on that day. So for me, like I'm looking at this tree right now that has been so disparaged on these airwaves. And I see the same thing. I see a great day where the snow had
a little snow falling down. Yeah.
I know what you're doing right now. You're playing the sympathy card.
He's trying to make us feel bad here.
And
my kids running through the woods and looking at trees and saying, how about this one, Mom? Dad, that's a good one. And I say, son, that's 80 feet tall. It won't work in our humble home. So I look at this tree and I see the memories that I created with my family.
Oh yeah.
And I just would also say, what is a perfect Christmas tree?
Well, not yours.
What is perfection anyhow?
Well, like, this is a good question.
None of us are perfect.
No, we all have flaws.
Some of us are a little misshapen. Some of us don't fit the ideal of the perfect man. Some of us, me, do, but others do not. I think that a Christmas tree can be an incredible symbol of that slice of humanity, that we should all strive to be individuals rather than perfect.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right?
So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yeah, but if your tree could talk, it'd be very insecure about itself, let's be honest. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but...
That was a hell of... Dude, I got to give you a round of applause.
The reason he's a columnist,
that was well done.
You know what I mean?
That was well done.
Yeah.
Are we... Yeah, are we going to get a column on this topic in the Oregonian? Is this going to have? Are we going to be a Sunday column now?
It would be like a great column.
Embrace your inner tree.
It could be, but I will also say I just want to give a huge endorsement to the the National Forest Permit System. You know, the tree harvesting system. You know, we had a great day on Mount Hood with some great family friends. You know, every kid's got a saw. We have a couple of thermoses of hot cocoa,
one for
the kids, one for the adults. And, you know, we saw one other family out there in the woods looking for a tree. It was peaceful. It was fun. It was memorable. You're right that the selection is not the same as the lot at the church on down on Gleason, but like it's special to us. And
now, is this a yearly tradition? Do you go up there every year?
Yes, this is the first annual tree harvesting for the Orem family.
So the start of a family tradition.
So we actually have great friends who have done this in past years, and this year we were invited to join in. And so we are pretty delighted with the outcome, even though the selection is can be a little thin. And we spent quite a bit of time looking for this little beauty. But like when we found her, we knew, you know, we just knew.
Just adopting a dog? Like, what's happening here? By the way, the first time in fan history, shout out the forest for existing. Like,
forest is cool, dude. I'm pro forest too, man.
I was on your side, and then you came on, and I don't know if you've turned me against you.
Are you stronger in your anti-Orem tree take now than you were originally?
Just, like, you know, I know that it's about making the memories. That's why anybody cuts any tree down. It's because you remember that day and those moments.
That's not why anybody cuts any tree down. It's not always about memories.
Yeah.
Like sometimes it's about like
necessity.
Sometimes it's about lumber.
Yeah.
And houses.
We gotta build stuff.
You don't tell us how to do our job and we don't tell you how to do yours, but hand to God, I actually think it would be a delightful random online column if you just like had an embrace your inner tree talking about why you should defend your Christmas tree.
I also think we need to put in our phone calendars for July 15th to call Bill Orem to bring him on the show to talk Christmas trees and say, now is it appropriate to have this debate? I will also add one last thing. I think in my history on this show, some of these are random. I've had my three favorite radio or phone calls that we've now had. One, when we talked about the outrageous audio commercials and the guy called in.
Oh,
$2. You know, he just randomly called in.
That's right.
Then we had our really tan Ron Sloy
phone
call,
in.
Randomly calling in. Was an all-time moment
for us.
We're
talking about him.
And then this one from Bill Orem is going to reach my top three of phone calls. That was delightful. It was well-prepared. He came with an argument. He had points to be made. I don't have a lot of counter-arguments other than the tree's a little skimpy. Let's get a little more thick next time. Outside of that, well done. Round of applause for me for Bill Orem.
I'll give you that.
Round of applause. Yeah.
I'll tell the tree to get into the gym after New Year's and more squats.
Cut back on the Ozempic,
half your decorations are not.
I want my tree to have more booty.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank
Stick
you.
With two C's next year, please.
Slim thick.
Hey, while we got you, are we going to go trade for Giannis?
I mean, why not? I wrote about that in the summer that the Blazers had the assets to do it. I think that's probably more likely that you would see those draft picks that they have, you know, that they procured in the Dame trade to facilitate a trade and get a missing piece or somebody they view as a missing piece. But, we really haven't gotten to see Dame and Giannis in the playoffs together. So why not make it happen in Portland next year?
Do we want to have a Wayne Tinkle conversation or we want to save that for a different day?
No, that seems like conversation for a different day. But a huge win for the Beavs against the Catamounts yesterday. So, I don't think this is the day to have the Wayne Tinkle conversation. They're turning it around in Corvallis.
Oh, Cal Baptist. Didn't happen.
Here they come. All right.
Cal Baptist.
Somebody texted in and said, that tree he cut down, definitely not for lumber. There's not enough wood there. There's only one purpose for that tree. Bill Orem is a columnist at the Oregonian. We love you, Bill.
You're not going to see that tree on the end line at a Timbers game next summer, that's for sure.
Save it for one of your
Timbers.
Kids' soccer
the
games.
Yeah. Timbers,
yeah. Cut a little slice off at the end in January if they got a game.
Your kid holding up a piece of that tree. Yeah, I scored a goal.
I love this. Your tree is great, Bill. We love you, and let's do this again soon, okay?
Sounds great. I can't wait for your next segment with Timber Joey to discuss my tree.
There you go.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.